This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Good morning and welcome to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Just 14 sleeps until the Kentucky Derby. The horse racing world is counting down and gearing up. We here at Ponies 24/7 are casting our eye and our all ears today as we prepare to meet a true legend, owner Harry Verrucci, Colorado-born and a racing fan since he was a little kid sneaking into Centennial Racetrack. Fast forward to May the 4th, where Harry will have his first ever starter in the Kentucky Derby, West Saratoga. Remember that name. Next up on Ponies 24/7, Isabel Savransky, representing Ontario Tech University's Office of Campus Infrastructure and Sustainability, the department that oversees and operates the property at Winfield's Farm, which includes the graves of champion horses like Northern Dancer. Ontario Tech University has a tie-in with the Kentucky Derby on May the 4th. We'll find out what that is when Isabel joins us today on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Switching gears, it will be our absolute pleasure to welcome back to the show Woodbine Mohawk Park's talented and seasoned handicapper, Garnet Barnsdale. He's going to share with us pearls of wisdom and handicapping highlights from the Ontario standardbred industry in general and Woodbine Mohawk Park in particular. And finally, he's back. We're happy about that. Co-host Larry Simpson will once again try to sniff out some potential betting gems at Woodbine Mohawk Park and some other North American tracks racing today with our Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. It's going to be a great show. Please get your HPI and Dark Horse accounts ready to go for some heavy-duty action. When we come back, Larry Simpson will join us with our show feature, in case you missed it, Ponies 24/7's recap of the week that was in horse racing news, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. More from the track when we come back on 105.9 The Region.
Go from dark horse to winner. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com. Available on Android and Apple devices.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA provides members and their hardworking employees with medical insurance, pensions, benevolence, negotiations with racetracks, and government, and provides vital industry information to the horse people. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big M's Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big M's exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app, and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Lymphoma Canada and Ponies 24/7 recommend that you don't horse around with lymphoma. Lymphoma affects the lymphatic system of both horses and humans, and currently there are over 100,000 Canadians living with the disease. Lymphoma is also the most common cancer diagnosis for adolescents and young adults. Visit lymphoma.ca/ponies to donate to the Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma campaign. With your help, we can promote early detection, assist newly diagnosed patients, and support lymphoma research.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. I'm Ann Romer. Let me introduce you to my amazing co-host, Larry Simpson, and our, in case you missed it, a look at the week that was in horse racing news and sponsored by RS Bulk Propane. Larry, Thursday night, Sovereign Awards, honoring the very best in Canadian thoroughbred horse racing. What a night.
Well, it was what a night for Mark Cassie, you could say. Mark Cassie's trained Fev Rover, who won two Grade 1 stakes events, including the E.P. Taylor Stakes at Woodbine, was named Canadian Horse of the Year. Mark himself was awarded Trainer of the Year, and besides winning with Fev Rover, also trained five other 2023 champions, including King's Plate winner Paramount Prince, co-owned by friend of the show Mike Langlois, and who was named champion three-year-old male horse. Congrats also to another friend of the show, trainer Bob Tiller, who trained five-time champion male sprinter Pink Lloyd and won that sovereign category with Patches O'Hallahan, who won two Grade 3 stakes last season. Other notable winners included friend of the show Kazuzi Kimura, winning his third straight sovereign award for outstanding jockey. Another friend of the show, Sophia Veeves, who's a good friend of the show and was a top apprentice. One other major award was a special sovereign given to 96-year-old trainer Robert Red McKenzie for his accomplishments in Alberta racing as an owner, trainer, and jockey. And he actually trained a winner at Century Mile last June. So there are other winners, but we can't forget the outstanding riding award given to Jennifer Morrison, who's a regular guest on this show. So congrats to all the winners on Thursday night.
Big winner's circle that night, that's for sure. Thank you, Larry. And that's In Case You Missed It, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7 and our new feature, Road Trip. Our look at one of the showcase races this weekend and powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice. So, Larry, I'm packing my bag for Hot Springs, Arkansas again.
Yes, Road Trip lands back at Oaklawn Park today in Hot Springs, Arkansas, home to the Grade 2 $1,250,000 Oaklawn Handicap at a distance of a mile and one-eighth on the Oakland dirt. For four-year-olds and up, the race was first run in 1946, and a note of interest is the fact that dating back to 2000, the Oaklawn Handicap has been won by a four-year-old 20 times, with the good stakes performer Proxy being one of the more recent winners going against this trend by winning last year's Oaklawn Handicap as a five-year-old. Hall of Fame jockey Pat Day was victorious in five Oaklawn Handicaps, and Dwayne Lucas leads all trainers with four wins in the stakes event, the last being in 2014 with the good Will Take Charge, who, no surprise, was a four-year-old. Alan Paulson leads all owners with four victories in the Oaklawn Handicap. Today, he sees a competitive field of 11 horses vying for the winner's share of the $1,250,000 purse, including number one Highland Falls, who hails from the potent team of trainer Brad Cox and friend of the show jockey Flo Giroux. Combined, this pair have won at a 30% rate in 2023 and 2024. Brad Cox alone is 28%, with horses making their first start after being off 31 to 60 days, and that is what we have here today with Highland Falls. This guy was last seen finishing fourth in the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap at 1 mile and one-quarter distance, and today he gets to cut back to the mile and an eighth distance and drop into a Grade 2 event. Brad Cox has worked this guy four times since that foray to California, and three of the works have been at five furlongs, and I like the fact that Highland Falls is lightly raced with only five lifetime starts and three of them wins. He was bred to be a good one, and he fits the trend of a four-year-old winning the Oaklawn Handicap on a regular basis since 2000. So, Oaklawn Park, Race 11, the Oaklawn Handicap, number one, Highland Falls.
Thank you, Larry, and that's Road Trip, powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. A huge hearty welcome to Harry Verrucci, who is a lifer in the horse racing business. And this year, his West Saratoga is being prepped for this year's Kentucky Derby in just 2 weeks. Welcome to the show, Harry. Very excited to have you joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to the talk with you folks and tell you a little bit about West Saratoga and what's going on with him and everything else.
Yeah, well, he's the great underdog story, right? You bought him for $11,000, and here we are in 2 weeks. He'll be part of the Kentucky Derby. What's he meant to you? Obviously a lot, eh?
I feel very fortunate to be with the elite, the owners and trainers that are all involved. It's a dream come true for me. I think the reason that we are such a long shot is we have a no-name trainer, which I love, Larry Demerit. We have a no-name owner. That's me. I've won stake races, small stake races, but I've never won a graded stake. And I have a lot of claiming horses. The other scenario for being a long shot is he only costs $11,000. So people are thinking, $11,000, what is that? I mean, this horse can't be much. But he's made $464,000, and he tries every race. He's never had a bad race, ever.
And what made you choose him? What did you see that maybe others didn't?
Well, Larry, my trainer, he's the one that buys my horses for me. When we went to the stall, of course, I didn't go to the stall. I stayed home. And about the fourth book is when we start looking. Because the first three books, even the fourth book, sometimes they're a million, they might be, 500,000, 300,000. I want to buy something for 10, 15, 20,000. When he was looking, I kept calling him every morning. I said, Larry, did you find anything? No, I really haven't, Harry. I'm still looking. Hang in there. I said, okay, great. So the last day I called him up and I said, Larry, let's buy something. And he says, well, I'm not going to buy something just to buy something. That's kind of stupid. I said, okay, well, if you find something, let me know. Well, it's getting towards the end of the day. There's only like 15 horses left. And he calls me and says, I think I found one for us. And it's a gray horse, colt, by Exaggerator. I thought, okay, well, that's good. So anyway, I asked him, how much you think the horse will bring? He said, oh, maybe 15, 20. I says, okay, let's grab him. He got him for 11. They got him home and he broke him right away, and he says, man, this horse is so intelligent. I don't know if he can run or not, but he's very smart, and he's got a good way of going, and I look forward to, bringing this horse along. And obviously, he got better and better every month.
And there's some sidebars to the story, too, right, Harry? You've been in the industry for a long time. Your trainer continues to battle cancer, and your jockey, Jesus Castanon, had retired, but now he's come back to ride West Saratoga, right?
Thinking of retiring.
Oh, okay.
This has kind of rejuvenated his spirit for keeping going. I just talked to him this morning, and he is so excited. He worked the horse this morning, three quarters, and he's very, very excited. He said he went really good. The trainer was very excited. And everything is go for the race. I've been in the business for 42 years, and I've never had a graded stake win. I don't even know of anybody that in my clique that has ever won a graded stake race. Hmm. And, of course, he won the Iroquois back in September. He's just gotten better and better. I mean, he hasn't won a race since then, but he competes. And, he wasn't totally fit. That was the thing with all these other races. He's a big, strong horse that loves to eat. It's hard to keep the weight off it. But, Larry had to do a lot of work to get that horse to get fit. And all these races that he's run in, the Davis and the Ruby, Jack Ruby, Jeff Ruby, he wasn't 100% fit. Well, he's 100% fit now. He's ready to go in that race on May 4th.
What was his journey like to the Kentucky Derby? What sort of started to stand out for him?
As I mentioned, Larry told me that, you know, this horse is going to go places, and I thought, well, I've heard that before. He just impressed him so much before we even started him. He said, this is going to be a runner. You know, he's starting getting big. He was strong looking. He was very intelligent. You know, nothing ever bothers this horse. 155,000 fans might, but as far as the normal routine, nothing really bothers him. And that's half the battle with a horse. You got to have a smart horse. You got to have a horse that's not a little nutty. He's got a nice long stride. I think he can run forever, and a mile a quarter might be his distance.
Before I ask you another question, I want to reach out to a reporter for the Vail Daily Colorado newspaper, Tricia Swenson, who helped me track you down yesterday because she had put a nice article together. But obviously, this guy's the best horse you've ever owned, eh?
Definitely the best horse I've ever owned. I've had a lot of, you know, $50,000, $100,000 stake horses, but I've never had something this huge, never. And I mean, it's fantastic. I feel very fortunate, you know. You know, it's a dream come true, basically.
What happens over the next 2 weeks? So the Kentucky Derby is exactly 2 weeks from today. What does your trainer do? What does Larry do?
Larry doesn't like to work a horse when he's getting really fit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll work him, but he'll back off on the work, so he'll slow him down a little bit. He gallops the horse 2.5 miles every day. He goes every day 2.5 miles. As far as his next work will be next Saturday at Churchill. He'll go 3/8 of a mile, and that'll be his last work. And then a day or two off, and then right back to the track, back to 2.5 miles. And I imagine the day before the race, he'll probably just gallop him maybe a mile, just kind of loosen him up a little bit. And the day of the race, just normal routine, race day.
And will you have to watch his weight?
Oh, no. No, not at this point. He doesn't have any fat on him at all.
You've been part of horse racing for quite a long time. Where did it all start for you?
I grew up on West Saratoga. That was the name of my street. Oh. And I used to walk over to Centennial Racetrack, which is about 6 blocks away from my house. I'd wait for a man to come by, and I'd follow him in. And I'd go and watch the horses. Me and my buddy, we'd watch the races, go to the paddock, watch him saddle, and just take it all in. We'd do that a couple times a week. And then, you know, in later years, I went ahead and bought a horse in 1982. I was on a flag football team, a competitive flag football team. And my quarterback was a trainer. He said, come on down to the stable at Centennial. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll come on down. So he talked me into buying a horse, and he was training it. And after I bought it, ran it one time. I think it was one time that it ran like fourth. Ran it back, and it won. And that was in 82. That was my first win. And then I decided to buy another horse. And eventually I ended up with about 6 or 7. And the rest is kind of history. Went on to race it you know, back east, Thistledown. I raced at Waterford Park, if you remember that.
Yep.
Decided to go to the West Coast when I was, in fact, my first horse that I ran in California, Northern California, I brought it from Santa Fe, New Mexico, because it had broke his maiden there, and ran it in a stakes race at Northern California, and it won. I know, I'm going to stick around here in Northern California for a while. And John Arnett, he's my trainer now, other than Larry. He's got most of my claiming horses, which I love him. Him and his wife are fantastic people. They train my other horses, and they're in Chicago right now, soon to go to Prairie Meadows in Iowa. But they were based in Sumlin Park. We had a good time in Sumlin Park and did real well there. But we decided to move on. But, Arapahoe Park in Colorado, I raced there for 20 years. I haven't raced there in the last couple of years, but that was my home, so I'd always have horses there.
You are heavily invested in horse racing, literally and figuratively. So let me ask you this. I talked to you about, Larry and I spoke with you about how West Saratoga will be trained over the next 2 weeks leading up to the Kentucky Derby, what everyone has to do. I didn't ask about what you will be doing in the next 2 weeks to be ready for the Kentucky Derby.
My wife and I are flying out next Friday. Draw is on the 27th. I'm going to go to that. And then probably go to church with Larry at his church on Sunday, the 28th. 29th, nothing. Just kind of hang around. The 30th, and I'll go to the track every morning, watch the horse gallop. On the 30th, they have the trainer's dinner, which I'm invited to go to that. So I'll go to that. I guess the trainer has to get up and give a speech, and then they ask questions, and the press will ask some questions. The Oaks is on the 26th on Friday. We'll spend all day at the track, and then hopefully we can get some sleep that night. And today is Saturday. We'll probably go to the track all dressed up and ready to go.
Well, last question for you, so we can let you go now. What would it mean to you if West Saratoga wins the Kentucky Derby this year?
Well, it'd mean the world. I mean, everybody in this business dreams. And Kentucky Derby is probably what people dream about. Mm-hmm. It's the height of anybody's career in the horse business. For Larry, I'd feel better for Larry than myself. And Jesus, it's a team. Mm-hmm. Dante, the Gallup boy, he's been with Larry for years, and he takes care of that horse along with Larry and the groom. It'd mean wonders to Larry, I know that. And obviously for me too, and my family, because I've been in this business a long time, and it would be nice to win that race. But if it all ended today, I'd be happy. to win a graded stake race and to qualify for the Derby, that in itself would be the ultimate goal. Hmm. But hopefully we're going to run in it, and we're going to do well. We're going to try, and if things fall in place for us, I think we'll be pretty close to third or fourth or fifth. Who knows? Might even win it.
Wow. We will be thinking of you, Harry Verrucci, every minute leading up to the Kentucky Derby. We'll be cheering on West Saratoga, of course. And thank you for sharing just a wonderful piece of your life with us today on Ponies 24/7.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. And we'll give it heck for you guys.
Yeah.
We'll try.
When we come back, Ontario Tech University and Winfield's Farm, there is a connection on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, when we come back.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Follow us on Twitter at 1059 The Region. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
Ontario Racing, the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing at 15 racetracks. We are the voice of the Ontario horse racing industry, and we direct breed improvement programs, set annual race dates, and work on attracting new horse owners and race fans. Ontario Racing is committed to supporting a vibrant industry with one vision, working together for a stronger horse racing community. To get your horsepower, go to OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. We are really happy to be joined today by Isabel Savransky of the Ontario Tech University. And there's a connection between Ontario Tech University and Winfield's Farm in Oshawa. Isabel, welcome to the show. What's the connection?
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be on the show and talk about the wonderful things we have at the university, including Winfield's Farm that I know I'll be chatting about today. So, yeah, I'm very excited to chat about it and give you some more information.
Absolutely. We are all ears.
So Winfield's Farm is, as many people may or may not, is home to a very famous horse called Northern Dancer. And he was actually born at the farm, I believe, in 1967. And this horse was very famous because he won the Kentucky Derby and was just very successful in a lot of his races. And I know a lot of people in the community in Oshawa remember growing up and going to Winfield's Farm frequently and just seeing the horses as kids. So I know it is a very special place to a lot of people.
And let's talk about yourself and what you do in your job and the fact that you guys basically look after the gravesite that has all these great horses buried there, right?
And that's at Winfield's Farm.
Yes.
Yeah, so my title is a sustainability planner. So I oversee all things sustainability at the university. And what's unique is that my office is actually located at Winfield's Farm. So my office is the Office of Campus Infrastructure and Sustainability. So my coworkers, they oversee buildings and projects on campus. I do the sustainability. And then I also have a colleague who oversees actually all of the grounds at Winfield's Farm. So you're correct, the gravesite for Northern Dancer and several other famous and successful horses is located at Winfield's Farm. And so it's something that I'm able to see regularly and I'm really lucky to.
And how did this partnership come about?
So in 2013, the university actually purchased Winfield's Farm, and I know for a long time there was kind of nobody taking care of the grounds, and it was just undetermined who was going to be taking care of it. So after E.P. Taylor was the owner of the farm, the last owner before he passed away, and his children, I think they wanted for somebody else possibly to maintain the farm, so they were looking for someone to take it over. And so the university purchased it with the idea of continuing expansion. The university is fairly new. It's only about 20 years old, so there's obviously a lot of growth that's going to happen. And the university purchased it with the idea of eventually building out that way while still maintaining and preserving the important historical features of it.
So I'm curious, are there regular visitors to the area where the graveyard is? And do people that come and visit, do they know the history behind Winfield's Farm?
I will say that everyone who does come and visit, they are there for that reason, to mm-hmm. see the gravesite. We have unfortunately had some issues with vandalism and graffiti, particularly when it was kind of in that in-between stage. So right now we don't accept just walk-in visitors, but we're always doing tours. So people can contact us and we do walking tours of not just the gravesite, but the entire property to show people all the wonderful initiatives that we have from the university as well as the historical features as well.
And what's the reaction from those who do take those tours?
A lot of people are just taken aback. They're very interested in it. They feel very connected to, like I said, a lot of people grew up in the community coming here. Even my coworkers, a lot of them are from Oshawa, and as kids they would come up to see the horses. So obviously a lot has changed. Just north of the farm, it's a huge suburban residential area. So if this farm were not, you know, kept by the university, it would have turned into kind of houses as well. So it's really nice that in the middle of now this suburban area, there's this farm that has all of this story and history behind it. So a lot of people are just really enthralled by it.
Well, speaking of tours, on May the 4th, you have doors open at Winfield's. What's the purpose of this tour? And second question, was the May 4th selected because it happens to be Kentucky Derby Day and the 60th anniversary of Northern Dancer's Derby win?
Yeah, so it's really an opportunity for people to get an inside look at everything that goes on at Winfield's Farm currently. Like I said, we've had issues with vandalism, which is why we try to keep it more private and safe for the employees that work there. But this is a day for everybody to come on out and see all the features up close, be able to see the grave site, which I know a lot of people are really keen to see. And also just get an opportunity to walk around the grounds, reminisce on the past, and be able to connect it with the history behind it and also the current things, the wonderful things the university is doing to maintain it. I think it just happens to be a very lucky coincidence that it works out together, which I think is wonderful. It usually is pretty early in May that the City of Oshawa does the Doors Open event, so it just happens to be a very successful choice this year.
What have you learned about horse racing, about horse farms, about the racing industry just as a whole and even in small little bits? What have you learned since you took over the job, sustainability planner at Winfield's Farm?
I will say I had a bit of a horse background before. I volunteered with Foal Watch at the University of Guelph, where you're on call and standby for brand new horses being born. And so I've always had a really deep connection and passion for horses. They were my favorite animal when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think what I've learned more than anything is how much people have connected to Northern Dancer and what he means to them. I think it's a very fascinating world, the racing world. And I know a lot of people were really watching it. And it's like, you know, people are passionate about football or hockey. And this is the thing that a large community was very passionate about and still continues to this day. There are many horses with Northern Dancer's genetics, and it's just such a desirable trait. And I think as well, when you hear about successful anything, you know, successful athletes, horses, you often think of the United States because larger population, but the fact that Canada has this very successful horse that has brought a lot of joy and wonderful things to people, I think it's very special.
Right, right. And there also is another connection between the Ontario Tech University and Winfield's Farm, because the late A.P. Taylor's daughter-in-law, Noreen, was the wife of the late Charles Taylor, and she served as the third chancellor of the university from 16 to 20. Talk about this.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that we were able to include her as part of the Ontario Tech community, because obviously the history of the farm is so important to be acknowledged and continue to include the family's ideas and include them in the university's work. So it was really important for us to bring her on as a chancellor, and she was wonderful and served a wonderful term, and we really appreciated her being able to always bring up the things that were important to the farm in the past, and so that we can continue to acknowledge it and maintain the farm in a way that everyone in the community and at the university can both enjoy.
The Doors Open tour at Winfield's on May the 4th isn't the only Doors Open tour that's being planned, right, in Oshawa? Talk about, is there two others, I believe?
There are two others. So we also have a downtown campus, and the central hub of downtown campus is actually Charles Hall. It's located at 61 Charles Street. And this actually houses our Leslie and Mitch Fraser Faculty of Education, as well as the Faculty of Social Science and Humanities. And what's cool about this building is that it is a former Alger Press building, and it was renovated in 2010, and it's a key academic hub. It has classrooms, research labs, and it's really a place to gather for our social science and education students. So often when I'm in there doing events, I see lots of people about studying or going to the local cafe that's actually inside the hall. And then the other location, it is open consistently every year, but there are also community events often there, is the Regent Theater. And so this was built in 1919, and it has Georgian architectural lines. And you'll often find community events going on there, so lots of movies and shows going on. and we often host events. It's my favorite location, actually, mm-hmm. to host events when I'm trying to bring both the university and the community together. So it's a great spot for Regent Theater.
So, Isabel, you are very articulate. You're great at describing. Can you walk us and talk us through Winfield's Farm, and in particular, what people will see with the Doors Open event coming up on May 4th? Just tell us what you see and what you feel and what you smell and what what the experience would be like.
People visiting will be able to see all of the historic sites on Winfield's Farm, including the barns, the arena, also the gravesite. They'll also be able to enjoy some of the sustainability features we have at the farm from the university, including solar panels, rainwater harvesting barrels. We have an extensive pollinator garden, and we're doing a lot to revamp the space and really make it engaging to folks. So they'll be able to see all of those things.
And how do people get tickets? Where do they go? Is there a website? And it's a free event, right?
It is free, so it's happening 10 to 4. And I would just recommend going to the City of Oshawa page. If you just Google Oshawa Doors Open, you'll be able to see not just the university sites, but actually all of the other sites. Might as well make a day out of it and see all the things Oshawa has to offer.
Sounds like you love your job. Isabel Savransky, thank you so much for joining us on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Thank you. Take care.
After the break, the happy handicapper, Garnet Barnsdale. He joins us next on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big Ems' exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. What a thrill to have him back on the show. Woodbine Mohawk Park handicapper extraordinaire, Garnet Barnsdale. Good to have you with us. How are you, Garnet?
I'm very good. How are you, Ann?
Excellent. Better for hearing your voice. And Larry Simpson probably feels the same way, Larry.
I do. And let's get right into this, Garnet. Let's talk first about the 2024 season at Woodbine Mohawk Park. Are you getting excited about the stakes season coming?
I am. And you know what's really exciting, Larry, is the changes that they made to the Mohawk Million. So it's $1 million race for two-year-old trotters. And previous to this year, anybody that wanted to thought they had a horse that they could enter, and it had to buy a spot for $100,000.
Whoa.
That maybe was a little bit onerous, and I think they might have been having a little bit of trouble selling them. Also, what Woodbine Mohawk Park did is they're putting up $500,000 for the purse now, and they only charge $50,000 for the spots. So there was actually more demand than there were spots. So 22 people tried to buy spots. There was a lottery, and so you have 10 people holding spots for this race, which is interesting because none of these horses have raced, right? Their two-year-olds are going to start racing in the summer.
Right.
Nobody really knows what they have. So You know, there's going to be some wheeling and dealing going on later, I'm sure, because there might be people that don't have a spot that are going to have end up with an outstanding horse that they want to race in this million-dollar race. So I think it was a really good change that Wegg did for this race, and I think it's going to make it more exciting. And most importantly, it's going to allow for this race probably to continue for numerous years and not have to worry about filling the spots.
And that makes dollars and cents, doesn't it, as well as cents? and Garnet, any other changes that are really notable?
Not really. You know, you got the usual. June 15th is the night of the North America Cup, which is the biggest night of racing at Mohawk. So you get the top three-year-olds in North America also going for $1 million purse. And, you know, that night's different because it's a party atmosphere. They usually have live bands and food trucks and giveaways. And, you know, you don't have to be a veteran, for lack of a better word, like myself, to go and enjoy this night, because it really is a party atmosphere. And you get to see the best horses in North America. And it's not only that race, but they have several very important and stake races that have the best horses. So, you know, for anybody that's never been to the track that might be slightly interested, I would encourage them to go out on June 15th for North America Cup night. It's the best night of the year. Always a great time.
Circling it on our calendar
yep.
as you speak.
Yep. It's already circled. Well, let's change the subject for a minute. Talk a little bit more about you. And obviously, you're a big follower of the Standardbred side, and you do a lot of handicapping for the small tracks. You do some work for DRF. You know, talk about that. Talk about where do you find the time to do all this, and how do you handicap all these tracks?
Well, mostly I'm doing the DRF for Mohawk Park. So when do I find the time? I mean, if you love it, you're going to find the time to do it. But sometimes it's a bit onerous, but it's, you know, and like anything else, it's about time management. But I think most importantly is to watch the races, right? Because sometimes you see some things that you don't always see in the program. So at night, I'm watching the races and kind of working on the next day's analysis as we speak. And then we do some handicapping for Ontario Racing as well, and put some videos on Twitter. So kind of watch as much of the smaller tracks as I can. But my main focus is on Mohawk Park, and I've been doing it for, like, I think 10 years now for the DRF. So, you know, I tweet out my picks every day. If anybody wants to follow, I go Cash King. And you can also find them on Facebook. And I do pretty well most of the time, I think.
Oh, you're being modest. So Garnet, it's my understanding that you are ambidextrous in a way. So you obviously have handicapping skills when it comes to standardbred, but you also have some angles when it comes to thoroughbreds. Tell us about that.
Yeah. My favorite angle is to bet horses making their second lifetime start, so second-time starters. I've hit some really big tickets betting those horses, especially if they showed a little bit of something, a little bit of speed or a little bit of closing ability. You know, if they finish off the board and not really close to the winner, for whatever reason, the betting public assumes the horse is no good after one race. And in a lot of cases, they would have needed that race for experience or for fitness. Maybe they're not, you know, 100% cranked up. And many, many horses improve dramatically in their second start. And in a lot of cases, you get really good prices. So that's my favorite angle. I also like horses stretching out from sprints to distance races, especially if they show just a little bit of speed, or maybe you can sit in the middle of the pack and run evenly. A lot of times those horses will get on the lead by default in distance races and longer distance races, and you can get prices on them too. So it's always about looking for angles that maybe other people don't love that can be profitable.
And what about on the standardbred side? Like, say you're handicapping Western Fair in London, and the next night you're handicapping Woodbine Mohawk Park. Now you get a different size in track. Do you have a special angle that you use for the half mile tracks, and one that you might use for something like a 7/8 track?
Well, I mean, it's important to be up close to the front in any of these races currently, right? But pole position is a big factor. And one thing I've noticed, especially this year at Woodbine Mohawk Park, is horses moving to post six for some reason, whether they moved from the outside post, like 8, 9, or 10, or the inside post, 1, 2, and 3, a lot of times will flash big speed from post six. It's the best post statistically. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, if you can beat the inside horses at the turn and maybe discourage the outside horses from driving on, that's a lot of times a big angle, especially if the horse takes a little bit of money that, you know, most races, guys are going full bore from post six, and they win, some nights they'll win bunches of races. But, you know, it, same kind of thing. If you're betting London, inside posts are always the best. So horses, you know, post position changes. You look for changes, I think. You know, driver changes, trainer changes, and, class level changes. What changed from last week that could improve a horse's performance this week is kind of the process that I go through in any race. But there's specific angles, like the one I just mentioned at Mohawk Park, where a lot of times horses moving to the six post just improve dramatically.
I want to talk about what you're seeing this season so far in terms of horses, but also drivers.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the big stake horses haven't come out yet, but you got a superstar currently racing at Mohawk Park that's in the preferred tonight. Mm-hmm. Number seven, race nine, the preferred handicap, Taurasi. He's won eight in a row, I think, at this class level. And I actually said in my analysis for tonight that there should be a prop bet for what week this horse is going to get beat, because he's just been dominant for weeks and weeks and weeks. So you wouldn't get a price on this horse, but he's very interesting to watch. You also got, now we see some of the big horses are coming back. Sylvia Hanover, last year's horse of the year, just a phenomenal filly, which is now a mare because she turned four. She was seen, you know, jogging last week. There's some really good pictures that Clive Cohen took that he posted, the Woodbine track photographer who wins in O'Brien almost every year. And, you know, you're going to have a lot of these big horses qualifying soon and getting ready for stake season. As for drivers, you know, James McDonald continues to dominate. He's just been phenomenal the last two, 3 years, probably well on his way to another O'Brien award. And, you know, when you get as good as he is right now, you get your pick almost every race. Like, there's a lot of races where, when you first get the proof, which is the basically the lineup of horses and drivers that when it first comes out, sometimes you see his name on four or five horses and trainers put him down and just kind of hope he's going to pick their horse. So, you know, there's a lot of good drivers at Woodbine Mohawk Park, but he stands above them all currently.
Well, you mentioned earlier that the racing at Woodbine Mohawk Park is kind of, you could say, front-oriented, front speed, similar to a half-mile track, like Western Fair or Flamborough and tracks like that. Would you say that these horses, that when they do ship in from these smaller tracks, have an advantage when they go to Woodbine Mohawk Park because they're used to leaving and having to get position?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. No? I think a lot of it depends on class. If they can class up, sure, but mm-hmm. You know, the purses are smaller at the smaller tracks, and a lot of times they're stepping up in class. One thing that's different about Mohawk Park is they tend to sit longer before they make a move. And I think part of the reason for that is the way the last turn's built is very gradual. It's hard to advance on the outside. So a lot of times you get a game of cat and mouse where the guys that are sitting third, fourth, and fifth are kind of waiting for the other guy to pull in front of them so they can get cover, which, you know, cover in a harness race works similar to cover in like a NASCAR race, right? You get to draft, and when the other horse starts to tire in front of you a little bit, you get to pull, and you kind of get a boost to try to get past the leaders. So the half-mile tracks, they move much earlier, especially London. You always seem to have a horse out and on the move at the quarter pole. So there's more racing, I guess, per se. London's a fun track to watch and bet. And also, they got a big night coming up in May, the Camluck Classic. That's their big race for aged pacers, and kind of a party atmosphere night. I believe it's the third Friday in May. I'm not 100% sure, but that's another night that people should consider checking out. It's a lot of fun to go.
All right.
I want to talk about you, Garnet.
Okay.
This is a two-pronger. How did you get into handicapping, and how did you get to be so good?
Well, My father dragged me to the track, I guess, since I was a baby. There's rumors that I might have been born behind the Greenwood tote board. So it was definitely all him. And, you know, from the time that I kind of knew what was going on, you know, I wanted to try and pick a winner. I was always bugging him to put $2 down for me. So I was kind of born into it. And how did I get good? I think, you know, practice and always looking to improve and always kind of looking for, Be flexible. Don't have a lot of staid rules that you follow. Right, every race is different. Every race, it's like bits and bites. The old commercial where I think he said every new handful is a whole new ball game or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of like that with racing.
That's great.
Well, we're gonna see how good you are tonight, Garnet.
All right.
Give us a couple of winners.
I will. I'll give you.
I like that. Positive.
I don't want to give you anything that's going to pay 210. So
no.
Let's try race one, number two. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you won early at two? So he won in his second start. He faced some of the best colts in the country last year. And he's making his sophomore debut in race one. So I don't think he's going to get bet a lot. And I'm going to take a price shot on him in race one, number two. Why wouldn't you? And then let's go to race three, number six, Uncle Shank A. I thought he raced really tough, racing first over with no cover last week, pressing the leader, and he didn't get picked off until really late in the mile by a closer who really got the better trip. So I think he's going to be a good price, too. I'm trying to get some price horses out here, so the second one would be number six, Uncle Shank A in race three.
Well, okay, we're going to let you go after you answer this.
Yeah.
Are the Bills going to win the Super Bowl this year?
They're going to win it every year. That's the only approach I can take. But they better win one before I'm pushing up daisies.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
And I have a quickie question for you. Love your X handle at Go Cash King. Where did that come from?
Well, me and some buddies who used to go to the track used to have a saying, Go Cash, which could mean a number of things. The way it started was halfway down the stretch one time, a horse had a big lead, and a guy yelled out, Go Cash, and of course the horse got caught. So that kind of stuck. And King was a nickname that I had at work in one of my workplaces when I was managing waste collection in Etobicoke. They used to call me the King of Etobicoke. So I still have some old cronies from there that just call me King. They don't call me by my first name. So I strung it all together.
You are the coolest.
You know that horse you were just talking about that quit at the wire? I think I bet that one. So,
Larry.
Anyways, Garnet, thanks for doing this, and we'll have you on again soon.
Anytime. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
After the break, Larry Simpson looks at some racing action today around North America, including Woodbine Mohawk Park, and of course, some racing at several other North American tracks. So please make sure your HPI accounts and Dark Horse app are ready to work overtime. Stay with us for Lucky Larry's Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Discover a new breed of excitement with live horse racing. Ontario Racing represents 15 racetracks where you can experience the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing. To find the racetrack nearest you, go to OntarioRacing.com. New to betting? Check out our Betting 101 page and learn about the HPI Bet wagering platform and the Dark Horse app. The best and safest online betting options. Get your horsepower at OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA promotes the exchange of ideas to further advance, market, and preserve live racing in Ontario while offering new thoroughbred ownership opportunities. Membership to the HBPA is free for owners and trainers. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Before we wrap up our show, what would Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, be without a couple of possible betting opportunities and potential betting gems, as Lucky Larry gives us his Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. You put a lot of elbow grease into this.
I should be a mechanic.
You're a horse mechanic.
A mad mechanic, yeah. All right, well, we're back at Oaklawn Park. Race 8 is an optional $100,000 claiming event for NUM winners of two races. For three-year-olds, a purse of $140,000. Nine have been entered, including number 6, Dymatic, who you may recall I expected more out of this guy than I got in the Rebel Stakes, also at Oakland on February the 24th. In that Rebel Stakes, I expected too much from Dymatic as I went against my own better judgment of how difficult it is for a horse to go from a maiden-breaking win and win their next start with winners, especially a stakes event, and a Grade 2 win at that. To be fair, Dymatic did still finish 5th in the Rebel, beaten 7 1/4 lengths to some pretty decent 3-year-olds. His next start on March 30th in the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby was a complete toss-out, where Dymatic was bumped at the start. He was in traffic and then faded to 10th, beaten 29 lengths. Trainer Steve Asmussen has gone back to the drawing board today and copies Dymatic's impressive maiden breaker at Oakland on February 3rd. He removes the blinkers like the maiden win, adds Lasix again like the maiden victory, and gets jockey Joel Rosario back in the saddle today, again like February 3rd, and Rosario and Asmussen are a combined 22% in 2022 and 2024. 2023, sorry, in 2024. I think Dymatic will also enjoy the class relief and needs a confidence booster, and we should see it today. So Oaklawn Park, race 8, number 6, Dymatic. Santa Anita has a 10-race card today, and race 9 is a $50,000 optional claimer. It's 6.5 furlongs on the dirt for a purse of $55,000. 8 horses have been entered, including number 8, Mano Rose, who enters today's event off a romping 7.5-length victory in his last start. In that last start, Mano Rose was going turf to dirt, which obviously helped Mano Rose track a fast pace, and he was able to power away to win in a career-best 92 buyer speed rating. Trainer Jeff Mullins has worked Mano Rose 4 times, including a solid minute and one handily at 5 furlongs on April the 5th. From post 8, Mano War has a few options for jockey Edwin Maldonado. He can either go to the front or sit off the pace and then pounce in the latter part of the, like he did in the stakes race, like he did last year. Santa Anita, race 9, number 8, Mano Rose. Woodbine Mohawk Park has another 12 race card tonight, including the Canadian Sired Graduate Series pace. Race 7 is a 1-mile pace for 5-year-olds and younger, a purse of $21,000. Number 2, always a thrill, hails from the top training barn of Robert McIntosh and was a stakes place winner of over $78,000 in a light campaign as a 2-year-old last year. Always a Thrill made his 3-year-old debut last week off an April 5th qualifier at Mohawk and didn't disappoint his backers with a nice 153 flat win. Always a Thrill had been off for more than 7 months except for that qualifier when he easily won last week. He gets a nice post position tonight, and also we see friend of the show James McDonald back in the bike. Always a Thrill has a look of a young horse that is going to improve, and I think we'll see further improvement again tonight. So Woodbine Mohawk Park, race 7, number 2, Always a Thrill.
Thank you, Larry. As always, excellent work. And I want to give a shout out to Mark at Fans of Horse Racing before we go. Hi, Mark. Hey, Mark. And goodbye, and thank you all for joining us for this edition of Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Just a little reminder, if you'd like to receive a free digital copy of the current issue of Ponies 24/7 magazine, a new one was recently released, by the way. Email Larry Simpson at theponies247experience@gmail.com. Please don't forget about the Ponies 24/7 Lymphoma Canada campaign, Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma. For more information on this, go to the landing page lymphoma.ca/ponies and donate to this very worthy cause. Stay with 105.9 The Region all weekend long, and thank you so much for listening.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine with Ann Romer and Larry Simpson, has been brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 for more from the world of horse racing. This is 105.9 The Region.